Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio, spotlighting the city's best businesses and the people who lead them.
Welcome to another episode of Atlanta Business Radio. I'm your host, Kevin Finn, and it's one of my favorite shows of the year. We do our Pro Win special every few months, so we've got some lovely ladies in the studio with us. We have Alinda Collette with Collette Law Firm, Sandy Jones with Stunning Affordable Jewelry, and Catherine Pike with Lighter Body Solutions. Well, I think we need to get started with you first, Catherine. So I know there's been a lot of news and reports about the Biggest Loser, and you have a healthy solution to losing weight, correct?
I do, absolutely. You know, Kevin, I think that we've really lost our way with food. It's interesting. People forget that we're part of the earth. We're part of a natural system. And so what we'll do, you know, my approach is holistic. You'll get that as I'm speaking. What we'll do is we'll look at a plant and think it's a good idea to eat, but grab something out of a wrapper instead. And human beings have a unique ability with our hands, with a special facility that our hands give us, to reach any food source, even the ones that maybe aren't so good for us. But we also have the capacity to manipulate our food in a way that no other animal on the planet does. So we manipulate our food, and then it turns into something that really isn't helpful. So what I try to do is help people reconnect to what makes sense for their body, what's going to have their body be the most vital, most productive, so they can be operating at peak performance.
Well, that's huge right there. And I know a lot of people, they would love to have that kind of face-to-face conversation, have someone tell them, hey, this is what you need to eat to be healthy. But then they get in the rush, it's lunchtime, there's McDonald's, it's so easy. And they think, oh, no, next week I'll look up, I'll make a health plan, and then I'll go to the grocery store, buy healthy stuff, and cook it. So how do you walk someone through that kind of engagement?
You know, it's so easy to think about, I don't have time to make real food. But yet we make time to brush our teeth. It would be horrific for us to think about not brushing our teeth for 3 or 4 weeks and going into a business meeting or not taking a shower. We make time for that. And it's time for us to consider that making time to create real food for ourselves makes sense. It makes sense on so many levels. One is, if your body is really vital and operating as a fully functional, peak-performing machine, not only do you feel better and look better, but you have that confidence. You have the full level of assurance that when you're going to be face-to-face in a business meeting, you're coming at it with your full power. You're coming at it with your full vitality and radiance. And when you're vital and you're radiant, you're magnetic. So there is a business initiative. There's a compelling business reason to be healthy. And it's worth making time to do it. And the secret is, Kevin, it doesn't really take that much time. I used to think that cooking would take hours. I make a week's worth of meals in just an hour or two, a whole week's worth of meals. You know, and I can do mix and match in the fridge. I put stuff up in containers and I just grab and go. So this, you know, for a lot of us working at home, this is special important too, because we don't have time to be going in the kitchen making a meal for 3 hours. We're busy even when we're working from home. And when we're working from the office, throw it in the briefcase and go. When you're traveling, throw some in your suitcase and go. Some of the meals can even, you know, some of the meals don't need refrigeration.
Well, what would be your advice for baby steps for someone to take? Because this does seem, it seems daunting. It seems like a whole lifestyle change, which it is. And where do you get started?
One of the easiest things to do is just put some nuts in a container, in a little Ziploc bag even. Throw them in your briefcase. They make fantastic snacks. They never go bad. So almonds, walnuts, throw them in your purse. And when you get hungry, grab some of those and eat those instead of going through the drive-through. You can also, if you want to take it up a notch, get a little baggie full of dried fruit that has no sugar added or no oil added. That's like dried figs or maybe some dried plums, also known as prunes. I know they get such a bad rap, but they're delicious.
Okay. What kind of who's your ideal client that you work with?
I love working with women over 40 who are businesswomen or women who are busy. They've got a life where they don't feel like they have a lot of time. They've lost weight before and it came back, and they're feeling a bit defeated. They're feeling the women are so successful, Kevin, in so many areas of their lives. In fact, all areas of their lives, except for with food. Mm-hmm. And they've been on this yo-yo or this roller coaster of gaining and losing weight, and they're done with that.
So with your method, you lose the weight, you keep it off, or is it a lifestyle change? Is it a diet, or how do you feel about all that?
It's a combination. It's a more of a lifestyle approach. And it's a relationship renewal. It's creating a completely new relationship with food. In fact, Kevin, what I do is I take a look at what is the science of the metabolism that you need to know. The body is a biochemical machine. So we do get the science of the metabolism in line. But we also look at the alignment of the spirit. What makes sense for you and your life? What's going to work for your lifestyle? What's going to work for your cultural heritage? And I develop menu plans for people. And I create give them advice on how can you incorporate this in your life with leverage? What is it going to take to make the smallest amounts of adjustments to the way you live that has the biggest impact? One of my clients, Karen, put it this way. She said, I feel like you've helped me adjust what I'm doing just 90 degrees, but the results are 360.
That's huge right there. So there's a huge ROI on the services that you're providing.
Absolutely. You know, when people tell me they feel more confident, they feel like, you know, that there's not that one suit that they fit into in their closet they have to wear to the next networking event. Everyone's seen them in it every single time for the last several months, and they don't want to go in that suit again. They've got all these beautiful clothes in the closet. Now they get to wear them. They wake up, and they know what size they're going to be. And what the results of what I deliver, Kevin, is you get to be your ideal weight forever. When you work with me, you don't have to work with me. When you adopt the philosophies that I help teach people, you end up being your ideal size all the time, forever.
That's huge. You mentioned lifestyle early, and it really stuck with me. People are very habitual creatures. They have their habits. They like to do this, this, and that. And you sort of build a system that fits around their habits, so they don't really have to change that much, and you fit this healthy eating into that. Is that correct?
That's exactly right. Well said.
Perfect. All right. So How do you reach your clients? How do you tell people about this healthy living? Everyone wants the lose weight fast pill, the one pill that Dr. Phil or whoever's talking about. And it's not easy. Losing weight and eating healthy is not an easy process, but it seems like you make it that way for people.
It has taken me decades to figure out how to make this easy. I made it really hard for a long time for myself. You know, starting at age 10, you know, I'm mid-40s now. I'm in my mid-40s. And so since starting at age 10, there was a long kind of push and pull struggle with food that I experienced. And frankly, I went for every quick fix, every pill that you've ever heard of. And I really wanted it to be, straightforward that way, just, you know, a solution in a bottle. And what I figured out is the solution doesn't come in a bottle. The solution doesn't even come with information. I've read thousands of books. I've gone to dozens of programs. I really thought that information would fix me. And we're really kind of trapped in our world believing that information gives us exactly what we need. The information is valuable. And I have all that information that I do share with people. But Kevin, what's different is wisdom is what I've gathered. And it's the pieces and parts that really made sense to develop a sense of peace, a sense of satisfaction with food. I don't like feeling deprived. I don't ask anybody that I work with to ever feel deprived. You know, sometimes losing weight feels like a punishment, doesn't it?
Definitely.
And so I don't want people to feel punished. I want them to feel rewarded, feel freedom. And that's what they get. But it's a huge toolkit that I've developed over these years, and that's what I love sharing with women.
Okay, well, let's talk about the fun part. Let's talk about the food that you suggest people eat. What is it? I guarantee it's tasty because people seem to stick to this and actually do it. So talk about the food.
Oh, you know, I love talking about food. Do you have 3 or 4 hours?
Let's go to the kitchen, so let's some samples.
Again, natural. Again, real food. What is real food? Food is the real food considered might be what your great-great-grandmother could have eaten or would have eaten, would have suggested for you. It looks like a vegetable. It looks like brown rice. And there's certain ways to consider your own personal tastes and also the ways to fix this stuff fast and reuse it. Leftovers are magical. Say, for example, brown rice. I cook a big old pot of brown rice once a week. Sometimes I use other grain and just throw the whole pot in the fridge.
Okay.
And then when I want to use it, I just pull the pot out, heat some up, a spoonful or two at a time, and throw a condiment on there, like, you know, a certain salad dressing even, or, you know, maybe butter this time, or maybe some Indian curry next time, maybe a little bit of Mexican spice the next time. And it's different every single time I use it, but it's easy and it's fast because I cooked it once and I'm massaging it or repurposing it in many ways.
Okay, where's the best place to get these kind of foods? I know, can you get them at Kroger, Publix, or do you have to go to Whole Foods or farmers markets? And where do you get this healthy food?
a lot of people will cringe, you know, when I'm going to start suggesting where they shop, because they're thinking, oh my gosh, my grocery budget's going to quadruple. It doesn't have to. Publix has a fantastic section. Kroger has a fantastic section for healthy food. And I notice that every year the section gets bigger and bigger. At my Kroger, it's taken over the store. People like the food because they feel better when they eat it. So you can get real food at the regular grocery stores. You don't have to shop at any specialty store, but you can also go to Whole Foods, Fresh Market, farmers markets. I believe that shopping locally is fun because you get to know your farmers. So if you go to some of these farmers markets, you get to know the guys growing your food. And that's neat because you'll notice that there's a certain kind of friendliness that you can develop with them. And you enjoy eating Bob's kale or you enjoy eating Margaret's broccoli. And you think about, you know, what's on your plate, you think, wow, there's a level of gratitude that can settle in. You can understand, especially if you start trying to grow some of the stuff in your own yard, which I did, and it's not easy. There's a level of appreciation that you can develop for what's on your plate, who grew it for you, and where it came from.
Well, also, and since you're working with a lot of business women and business people, you're helping really stimulate the economy too, the local economy. You're helping grow and the farmers that are in our local community, so that helps us all together.
Well, the money multiplier effect of shopping locally at every level is significant. You know, if you take a dollar and you give it back to somebody who's going to spend that same dollar in the same community, the dollar multiplies every single time it passes hands. And so that $1 could end up being $1 million remaining in the community. It's huge. The effect is tremendous. And at the same time, you're looking at what's fresh, what's seasonal. Look, we're lucky in Georgia. There's a lot of food that's grown here. And I was listening to a program a couple years ago, and the agricultural commissioner was talking about how 90% of what we grow in Georgia is shipped out, and 90% of what we eat is from other states. Why is that?
It sounds crazy.
Yeah, it is a little bit strange. And so I think we can reverse that trend by demonstrating and voting with our dollars. Hey, listen, I really like eating the stuff that's local. I think I'll spend my money on it. And somebody will eventually start to take notice. In fact, I've seen a trend recently. The farmers markets are getting bigger and bigger. And there's more and more signs in grocery stores saying locally grown. And that's fun. And it's great to keep the money here in the economy.
Definitely. So we mentioned earlier, you mentioned the internet and knowledge versus wisdom. Why would someone come to you instead of going on the internet and trying to do this themselves? What's the big benefit?
The hugest benefit is that for most people, and it was true for me too, the cookie cutter solutions stop making sense after a while. Mm-hmm. They'll help you lose weight. If losing weight is an initiative of yours, or feeling more confident in your body is an initiative of yours, there's plenty of books that tell you how to do that, but they don't tell you how to keep it off. And they don't tell you why your weight comes back. And a lot of times people will reach for a solution that works for their neighbor and they try it, doesn't work for them. And that just compounds the sense of disappointment and frustration. So what we need to do is look at what's individual. So what I do with folks is I say, what's unique about you? And I notice, you know, what's your body chemistry? What's your body type? What type of habits and cultural heritage do you have? All those make a huge difference. What kind of life are you living? What kind of business do you operate? All those make a huge impact on what solution makes the best sense for you. And so what I do is I create a customized solution for my private clients, and we look at what's going to work uniquely for you that may not work for other people.
Okay. Well, here's an important question. Who gave you the crown and made you the queen of permanent weight loss? How do you get that title?
That was one of my clients, actually. She was saying, you know what, who you are for me is this queen of permanent weight loss. And it took me a while to sort of settle with it, Kevin. And then I started realizing, you know, it's kind of fun. It's playful. It's silly. But it does mean that, you know, I invite you into this world where I am, this world of freedom, this world where I now live, where every single day I wake up and I know what I can wear because it's everything in my closet. On this side of the fence, it's really fun. So I invite people to come and join me. Come be over here on this side of the fence. It's great.
The fun side.
Yeah.
So how long have you been a member of ProWin, and how's it really helped you grow your business?
ProWin's fantastic. These women are the most business savvy, down-to-earth, focused, and lovely, friendly women that I've met. There's so many networking groups in Atlanta, and there's great women everywhere. But, you know, there's a high concentration of them at ProWin. And, you know, I'm a new member. Just in this past year I've joined, and I'm having a lot of fun getting to know the ladies.
Okay, definitely. I've noticed that too. I had a stepmom and a mom growing up. They both ran their own business. It was really tough, but I was always amazed how collaborative the women are and how helpful you are. You're like, hey, yeah, we're in the same business, but let me help you out and give you advice. Where I watched my dad try to grow his business, and everyone was trying to kick him down and sabotage him left and right. So I think that's great. So how do our listeners reach out and contact you and start permanent losing their weight?
I've got a little gift for them. Would that be okay if I
shared
it?
Yes, share the gift.
Okay. So if you go to this website, which is my website, it's www.lighterbodysolution.com. Solution is singular. There's one solution. It's me. So lighterbodysolution.com. And then put a little slash after that. And then type in the numeral 3 and the word decadent. There's a report there. There's all 3 decadent foods that will nourish every taste bud and still honor your health.
Wow, that's huge. Go check that out, especially with Valentine's Day coming around.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and when you go to the website, sometimes there's a workshop that I'm doing that you might want to participate in, and they're fun little articles that I write. So there's always something fun and interesting to check out there. So would love to have you visit me there.
Well, thank you so much for being on and enlightening us about healthy eating.
You're welcome. Appreciate the opportunity. This is fun talking with you, Kevin. I always Definitely. Love talking about food.
Me too. Next time we'll have to bring some samples.
Heck yeah. I like it.
Well, next up on Atlanta Business Radio, we're going to be talking with Sandy Jones with stunning affordable jewelry. So with Valentine's Day right around the corner, this is probably a huge time of the year for you.
I'm hoping.
Definitely. So tell me about this. I love the fact that it's stunning and it's affordable.
Well, I have had a 30-year history of being in the jewelry industry one area or another, and most of the time as a wholesaler. I've had 2 different companies, ProWorks by Sandy Jones, selling high-carat gold, platinum, and precious stones, and then Sandy Serendipities, which is the name I started with, and then I named my silver line Sandy Serendipities because a serendipity is an unexpected pleasure, mm-hmm. and this is an unexpected pleasure for me because I was not expecting to do silver. So it's also a pleasure for the client to be able to find a high level of wonderful components that are affordable.
Definitely. So how did you come up with this idea? You've been in the business for a long time. You're like, all right, this is going to be my next step in the jewelry field.
Well, talk about being a little crazy and redefining what you do at the age of 60.
I love it. Very entrepreneur.
Yes. Well, I got burned out doing jewelry after about 27 years, and I tried different multi-level marketing companies, and several of them I really believed in. I really believe in the products. I use the products, but I don't like to sell them.
Definitely.
And that's my problem. I don't like to sell a product so that someone else has to buy something very expensive in order for them to
enjoy it. That's not necessarily a bad thing.
Well, for me, I just felt it was in the type of economy that we're in today. It was tough to ask someone to spend $125 a month on a box of chocolate.
Definitely.
Even though it was very good and very good for you. And then another was a weight loss company. And then the third one was a face company. I don't want to do facials. I don't want to touch other people's faces. I like the products. I use them, but I'm not selling them.
Definitely.
So I've searched and searched and found a business coach who gave another group that I belong to, Ladies Who Launch, the opportunity to have a 30-minute consultation, and that was free. And she and I just clicked. And you have to click with the coach that
well, definitely.
You use. And over the span of 18 months, that has brought me back to my heart-centered, real love of jewelry, and was able, with a friend, to open up a new store, and we're very new. We've just opened up in December.
Okay, how have you guys been doing so far? How's the
Well, the key is we're a destination shop.
Okay.
You can't just walk in off the street because you're not going to see us. We're upstairs.
All right.
And we are trying to create a new clientele, and that's from scratch because most of my clients were wholesale.
Definitely. Well, also, this is huge for you, too, because you're actually selling someone that something that they're going to really want and something that's affordable, too. So you're not having they're not having to break the bank to come to your store.
And I found through the years people say, well, what do you do? Well, I'm a jewelry designer. Well, that's really boring. But if you say I'm a jewelry transformer. Well, what's a transformer? Then you can start the conversation and it's a little more interesting. So that's what I'm trying to do. Now is to help women transform the jewelry that they have, rescue their broken pieces
okay.
that are in the back of their drawer or they're sitting in the bank, bring them in, let's go over them, find out how we can redesign them, bring them into the 21st century, or sometimes they're pieces that aren't relevant to your lifestyle, and you don't mind letting them go. We'll find someone to purchase them, or we'll break them down and make them into pieces that are affordable and fit your lifestyle, or that you want to pass on to other members in your family.
Well, I love that concept right there, and I think it'd be cool. I don't know if it'd be plausible to have maybe like parties where women bring, you have a party for them, they bring in their jewelry, and they all work and redesign it all there, and you guys help them do that.
The key to that is it's intensive.
Yeah.
So it's really more of a one-on-one situation.
Okay.
It is fun to have the exposure at a party level, and that is something that we're planning on doing with different groups. But I really feel that you need that one-on-one, and that makes the person feel very special. I'm very interested in doing this because I've had so many pieces of things that I've inherited from people, mm-hmm. and, you know, you're not going to wear a $300,000 pin. If it's signed, we're going to find somebody to buy it. If it's just a piece of jewelry that's just too way over the top, let's break it up and make it into clasps, earrings, rings, things that you can actually use as opposed to paying insurance and having it sit in the bank.
So you can actually have one piece of jewelry turn into three, four, five
Absolutely.
Pieces.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And isn't it more fun to get, let's say you have a granddaughter who is having a 13th birthday or a 16th birthday. Wouldn't it be fun to get a strand of pearls that grandma had and a clasp made just for you from a pin that her mother gave her?
That'd be really cool. It's got a story tied to it. It's got
Absolutely.
Emotional
and
value.
And the story is the key.
Definitely. So how are you guys getting the word out? You guys have such a new concept. Like here at Business Radio X, we have a different kind of concept. And it's sort of hard to get people in and be like, hey, this is what I'm doing. They're like, well, what's that? And it's just different than what everyone else is doing. So
is it
hard for you?
Well, what you first do is you start joining more networking groups. But you have to be very specific about the networking groups you're going to. Some are just meet and greets, and you're getting your name out there, and that's wonderful. Some are past business, and it's all business. We pass business. Others are mixtures of social and business, and so you have to pick and choose to see what it is that you're doing. Plus, you call people. You email people. You send them something in the mail. Even though we have a very small list to start out with, I just send it to everybody that I know in Atlanta to let them know.
And that grows from there?
Yeah, I'm very confident it will.
Are you guys doing anything with social media or growing that?
We're just working on that. My partner, Andrew Hinkle, does something completely different, so that's why our store is unusual.
Okay.
He does fine and estate jewelry. And if you're going to buy an important piece that is pre-made, estate jewelry is the way to go because that's where the value is. The new pieces of jewelry right now are so expensive. We're getting young couples that come in and they want an old antique platinum or white gold engagement ring. They're not necessarily interested in the bling. They're interested in how it's made and something that this person can wear for a long time.
All right. Well, for a layman like me that doesn't know much about jewelry, what is estate jewelry exactly?
Estate jewelry is pre-owned.
Okay.
So it's, first of all, you're recycling existing jewelry. You're not taking more gold out of the ground.
Gotcha.
And many times you can buy an entire person's estate. It'll go on
okay.
the auction block,
yeah.
and you can buy the estate. We also have clients that consign to us, which is a wonderful way of getting them the ability to sell their things without having them go into the marketplace to sell it.
Definitely. I love consignment. I love it with art and love it with everything. It's a very cool system. So you mentioned something earlier I picked up on. I thought it was genius marketing, but calling yourself a jewelry transformer, and you can just say that to someone very just off the key at a networking event, and that's going to lead them to ask you. They're going to be probing you about your business.
So then what I say is that I take real jewelry that needs to be rescued so I can recycle and redesign it for the modern world.
Definitely. So for someone like me, I'm Valentine's Day is coming up. I've got my newly fiance. I need to buy her stuff, and I'm horrible at finding gifts for her in jewelry. Do you guys help with that at all?
Absolutely. We offer a service where we will meet with a gentleman, but before we meet with the gentleman, we like to meet the female who's going to receive mm-hmm. the gift so that we can narrow down the things that she likes. So then what I show you is only something that I know she's going to like and not return.
So I can surprise her still, because there's options, but it's going to be something that she actually likes.
That's correct.
So it takes the stress off me.
And it brings zero returns, which makes the giver so much more secure in buying jewelry. So I can do that in a corporate setting. I can do that. I can help, you know, holiday gifts. That's a real easy thing. I also offer another really specialized service, which is called Heart to Diamond.
Ooh, what's that?
Heart to Diamond is a carbon-based man-created diamond that is then certified by the Gemological Institute of America and inscribed that it is actually man-made, but it is carbon-based, and it has all of the components of a real diamond as opposed to just regular lab-created diamonds. Now, there are many ways you can do it. Let's say grandma's having a 50th anniversary, wedding anniversary. Everyone in the family cuts a strand of hair. You get a half a cup of hair, and we send it in, and we then get back in 8 weeks a created diamond from the DNA of your family.
That is awesome.
We're starting to do that for engagement rings for couples. They get hair from every member of the family. They create the diamond. It can be a clear diamond so that it looks just like the ground-grown diamond. It could be a lemony green yellow. It could be a sky blue. It could be a garnet color.
Wow.
So it just depends on what you want. It also, and this is very something that's a little touchy, but it can be made out of cremains as well.
Okay.
And one of the reasons that I really wanted to offer this service is that I had a friend whose daughter died unexpectedly, and she just was not able to put her in the ground. She just couldn't do it. So she had the child cremated and put the ashes on her mantle and just didn't know what to do. By taking those cremains and making her a diamond into a pendant that she can wear every day, she has her daughter with her every single day.
That's really sweet and nice. When you first think about it, people sort of cringe, but when you think it, having that is amazing.
And also, people who have racehorses, who do horse things, you know, you have a racehorse that dies, you keep part of the tail or you keep part of the mane. We can make a diamond for each of your special horses into a necklace that you keep with you forever. What about all these wonderful ladies who have Pookie and Sally and Joe on their mantle, their pets from a lifetime, and they cannot put them, bury them. Mm-hmm. They want them there. We'll make you a diamond from each one of those.
And you can have them and carry them around.
And you'll have them, put them on a necklace, put them on a bracelet. They're yours.
I see a new trend coming around. So I think you're very forward thinking in this field. So is this pretty new? I haven't really heard of it.
It is very new. It is very new. And I looked into it with another company that then morphed into this existing company. And it's much more prevalent on the West Coast. Of course, everything happens on the West Coast first, even though New York says it doesn't. As far as trends, maybe not fashion, but trends. And so I'm trying to get that. I think it'll make a lot of sense to people who live in areas like New Orleans or places that have very little space to bury people in anymore. And you don't want to just put the remains in a mausoleum that you can go visit. That's so cold and impersonal.
Well, you can turn something into as beautiful as the person was
That's
in
right.
life.
That's right. And if, you know, sky blue is their favorite color, have a sky blue one. And it costs the same as buying you'll get about a carat to a carat and a half stone. You can get smaller ones.
Yeah.
But it's the cost is similar to buying a fairly decent 1-carat stone. So it's around $7,500.
Yeah, well, that's not that bad at all.
No, when you consider what it is. And then what you've given to someone is so unique, it can't be reproduced.
Well, I feel like the diamond companies are going to be threatened by this because there are a few strands.
Well, they're never going to, we'll never do that many. But I think it's just a wonderful way to create something unique. Okay. And that's what I do.
Well, what's next for you? What's the plan for 2014? How are you guys
planning to grow? The plan for 2014 is I'm looking to, we're civic-minded and we want to give back. We're just starting, but we feel if we give back, we will receive.
Definitely.
And I'm trying to find nonprofit groups that are interested in doing wine and cheese parties. We will give them a percentage of the sales. That also gives me a working list of clients as well. So it's not totally altruistic, but it is.
Well, it's still, you're still helping
giving.
Someone.
We're giving.
It's an equal trade-off.
Yes, and we're giving. And I think we will give a larger percentage than most people will ever do. And then, for instance, I'm a very good friend of mine has just been diagnosed with cancer, and we're doing a fundraiser for her, and I'm helping them set that up and doing a whole group of silver jewelry that's affordable that people can take chances on. And that's a wonderful way to help raise money for medical bills.
Well, what's your experience been with ProWin? You've had a bunch of different companies. You've been part of ProWin for a while, have you?
Almost 3 years.
3 years. How have they helped you? Has it been worth it?
Absolutely. The nice thing about ProWin is that there are genuine women who are there. They are personable. They're interested in what you do. They're interested in helping you do what you do better, if they can. They're interested in learning. And so many of those open minds are what women need in the collaboration for us to continue in our business path.
Definitely. Well, how do our listeners reach out? Where's the store located? Because you said it's sort of hidden.
That's right. Well, we're in the Jane Marsden Antiques Complex, which it backs up to Peachtree Creek, right across from Peachtree Battle.
Right.
E River School, which is now a hole in the ground. They're redoing the school.
Yeah.
So 2300 Peachtree is the complex. There are three buildings. We're the building B on the left, Suite 206, and it's Winston Brooks Limited and Sandy M. Jones.
Okay. Well, Sandy, thank you so much. And it's very unique, and I love your concept. And you don't let just anyone in. They have to have
it's a jewelry store. You have insurance. You have rules like that. But they can reach me at sandy@sandymjones.com. We're in the process of getting the websites going.
And guys out there, not a better place to go for Valentine's Day.
My free gift I have. If you call me and tell me that you heard me on Atlanta Radio X, I will be happy to give you a 15% discount on one particular piece of jewelry. There is no time limit on that.
Well, I heard you, Sandy, so.
also, any of the ladies that are listening, I will offer them a 30-minute consultation on them so we can do a glitz and glamour transformation meeting and find out what it is that they do and how we can help them.
Okay, well, thank you so much for being on.
You're welcome.
Well, last but definitely not least, we have Linda Collette with the Collette Law Firm, LLC. I don't think that's a coincidence that it's named after you.
You're absolutely right.
Well, welcome to the show. You've been sitting there so patiently nodding your head, taking notes, and just being very engaged. So,
well, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I am a business transaction attorney primarily, and it is my own law firm. I do about 75%. I work with small business owners on their business deals, whether it's forming a business or entering into a business deal with somebody that requires a contract or buying a business, which I've been doing quite a bit of lately, which is, I think, very encouraging as far as what's going on with our economy.
Definitely.
To see an upgrade in that.
So I love that you're working in small business. How do these small business owners, how do you get engage them? Because I know a lot of small business owners, they don't have a large checkbook, and they want to maybe acquire businesses or do this. They don't know what they're doing, but they're like, I can Google it. I can figure it out myself. I'll figure out the terms and do this. What do you say to them?
What I say is that I went to school for 3 years, law school for 3 years, and then I've been practicing for longer than that. And there are things that I know from experience and understanding legal terms and things that you're not aware of that I am well-versed in, and things that you may read in a contract and not realize that there are significant legal ramifications of that, so that's where I can come in and I can advise you. I think I pride myself on taking a collaborative approach with my clients.
Okay.
So I'm there to offer you information, respecting the fact that it's your business and it's your life and it's your decision, but I can give you the information so that you can make the most informed and best business decision for you.
Okay, so you come in really after they found the person that they either want to sell the business to or if they want to acquire or do a business deal, and then you come in and you just look it over and make sure everything's what it says it is, or you try to give them the best return, or how does that work?
Well, sometimes they will have a contract already in mind, like the other side has proposed a contract, and so I'll review it, and then we'll talk about it together. So sometimes, you know, you may say, oh, somebody says, well, you need to have an attorney review this agreement, and you send it off the attorney, and they read it, and they say, yeah, that's good. Well, that doesn't really do you a whole lot of good, in my opinion. So I advise my clients to, yes, pay me to review it, but then pay me the extra hour or so for us to talk through it. And let me explain to you the things that are in this agreement and the gotchas, the potential things that might happen down the road. And then, like I said, then you can make the most informed decision, whether it's something that you want to go back and renegotiate. And then if we need to revise the contract, I can help you on revising the contract. But it just gives you a greater level of confidence when you sign that contract. You know what you're obligating yourself to, and you know what might come up in the future that you're prepared for.
Do you have maybe an example or a story that you can tell where something like this might have occurred and you sort of helped your client navigate the murky waters?
It happens so, I mean, nothing comes to mind.
It just happens all the time. You help everybody.
Exactly. So nothing comes to mind right now, Kevin. But
fine.
If I think of something, I'll let you know.
Okay. Well, how do you go to market? How do you get these customers? Because you're in a really, it seems like a niche piece of the law. So how do you find customers, and is it word of mouth, or do you put a big billboard if I'm going to walk by? It's like, hey.
Great question. Well, I'll tell you, one of the best investments that I have made in my time, which is also an opportunity I feel like to give back as well as to educate people, is I have aligned with the Small Business Development Center out at Kennesaw State University.
Okay.
And I have taught many classes out there. They did an entrepreneur series for many years where they offered a 5-course series that all entrepreneurs needed to know, different topics.
That's cool.
One of which was legal issues. Mm-hmm. And so I would teach that class, and I've taught Contracts 101 for them and you know, different things like that. And then they have a referral list. So they offer free business consulting. If anybody doesn't know this, this is one of the best resources for small business owners out there, in my opinion. I tell people about this all the time, but it's the Small Business Development Center. You can Google it. There are many centers in Georgia, and usually associated, or I think always associated, with university campuses or college campuses. I'm associated with the one at Kennesaw State University. And in addition to low-cost classes, they offer free business consulting.
Wow.
Free business consulting. I've used them personally for an e-commerce business that I launched in 2012, which is clearlylegalforms.com. Because I think it's really important in the legal profession, especially in dealing with business owners, that contracts are written in plain English so that people can understand what it actually
Definitely.
That they're agreeing to.
I really like that. That's
thank
awesome.
You. Yeah. So anyways, that's something else that I bring into my law practice is the educational component, the consultative component, and then also trying to make things as clear and understandable for people as possible.
Well, I love that you've used the service, and you're also giving back to the service and teaching other people and helping people grow their businesses.
Thank you. Yeah, it's been great.
Definitely. So what's next for you, and what kind of size companies do you guys work with? Do you have a limit? But you said small business, but if Coca-Cola came and said, hey, help me out.
Well, I do have a real heart for small business owners. So there are probably other firms that Coca-Cola would prefer working with and that are better suited for working with Coca-Cola. I really like the more personal aspect, quite honestly. So my ideal client, I'd really like to kind of replicate my top 3 clients. That's kind of my goal right now. And so that's clients that are in the $1 to $5 million annual revenue range.
Okay.
And they have a need for ongoing contractual matters. So whether it's a manufacturer that does deals ongoing with large clients and need to have it reduced to a contract, or or a client that's providing services to large companies so that there's always a contract that needs to be reviewed or something like that. So that's my ideal. But I work with solo entrepreneurs, people who are just starting their businesses. One of the big issues is, what type of legal entity do I need? Is it an LLC? Is it an S corporation? What should that be? So I do everything from the people who are just starting out to the $5 million range.
So how does that engagement work with just that simple question right there? And it is a big question, where LLC, do I become a limited liability corporation or an Esquire? How do you answer that? And does it depend on the company that they're building, or if they're one person or five people or any of that?
Well, actually, it doesn't depend upon the size of the company.
Okay.
No. The main reason, the best benefit of being an LLC or an S corporation is that it gets you what's called a liability shield.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the thing that the business entity protects you from, your personal assets, your car, your home, your business bank, your personal bank account. Those personal assets are protected from the debts and the liabilities of the business.
Okay.
So it doesn't matter on the size. It matters more about the type of operation that you have. If there is any kind of a liability exposure that you are not comfortable having to pay out of your personal bank account, then you want to get an LLC or an S-Corp.
Okay. So what's the biggest mistake that you see small business owners make when they're starting their company from a legal standpoint that's sort of leaving them wide open?
Well, this is pretty self-serving, but the biggest mistake that I see them make is trying to do it on their own, quite honestly. I've had to clean up, even doing a formation on their own, and then down the road, there's something that comes up that's a liability issue.
Mm-hmm.
And we go and we look at their organizational documents, and they're not up to snuff. And that leaves them open. That leaves their personal pocketbook open. So more than once, I've had to go back and kind of reorganize their company, which is the foundation of their business. So that's where I would say that people really need to, if you're starting a business, don't scrimp on the foundation of the business.
Definitely. So basically, you're saying these people spend a bunch of time, which time is money, as we all know, doing it. They mess it up, then they have to hire you, and it takes you even longer to fix it than it would have to set it up in the first place.
You've got it, exactly. That's exactly what happens.
So, Linda, how has ProWin helped grow your business, or has it made connections, or what's it done for you?
ProWin, I have to say that besides the SBDC, ProWin has been one of the best contributions to me as a business owner and to my business. I actually started about 8 years ago. And for the first year, I just wanted to go to the luncheons. We have luncheons.
The food's that good?
The food, and we have speakers, and it's just a wonderful group of women. You just walk into the room, and there's an energy of welcoming and vitality and helpfulness. And but so for the first year, I just attended the luncheons. And then I decided to join. And then after being a member for a year, I was asked to be on the board. So I've actually been on the board for the last 6 years and served last year as the president. And I would say I started there not to get business. It was more to support me as a business owner.
So it's a good support structure, just having other women behind you that understand what you're going through and you can bounce stuff off of is very helpful. Just knowing that they're there, you have a safety net, sort of.
A safety net and just the camaraderie, socializing and you get the inspiration of being around other people who are doing similar things to you are, that you are. And then I've also, my experience has been that there have been individuals in the organization who have really championed me as a leader. And so working in ProWin and being on the board has allowed me to explore and develop my own leadership skills. And after serving on the board last year, that's kind of really awakened something in me and realizing that leading an organization is something that I really enjoy and that I want to do more of. So now I'm looking for other opportunities to...
Well, being a past president, what advice would you give to somebody? Because there's a lot of women out there that aren't part of ProWin, and they don't like, they say they don't like networking events. They don't want to go do that. But it sounds like ProWin's very inviting, and it's more of a fun, let your hair down, and also have people support you kind of place. And it's not, oh, here's my business card. Let me see how many people I can hand my business card out to.
You are exactly right. We do not do that, I'll tell you. So it is, it's, first of all, I just kind of was noticing here just the diversity of the three of us that are here as guests. Mm-hmm. So I think that speaks well of the organization.
Definitely.
As far as, you know, we have a permanent weight loss solution coach and a jewelry transformer and a business attorney. So that's pretty cool. And so rather than just walking in and handing out business cards, at the tables at the luncheon, we actually have a discussion question.
Okay.
And that's when we hand out the business cards. So it's the discussion question is an opportunity to just take it a little bit below the surface, you know, to kind of open that door. And then we encourage people to set up their own coffee dates and that type of thing. As well as then we have member-only events that are more social and fun. We did an improv night last year that was just a blast, where some of us actually got to get up on stage and try our hand at some improv. So, and it's just, it's engaging. That's our real, and having fun is actually one of our values in the organization. So,
well, I love that, and it seems like you sort of take it down. You break down having a conversation with people and meeting people and actually building that kind of relationship to just the ground level, make it very organic and very easy on these people. So you're building really strong relationships from the ground up, and that turns into really strong business relationships.
Absolutely, and you have actually hit on our tagline, which is building business by building relationships.
See, I didn't even know that. So you did a good job of explaining it. So
you got it. You're on our wavelength.
All right. Well, Linda, how do people reach out for you if they have a small business and they want some legal advice?
Absolutely. So my website is www.colettelaw.com, colettelaw.com. And my phone number is 770-485-7505. And I do offer a complimentary 20-minute phone consultation for the purpose of people getting to know me. We can talk about what their needs are. I can let them know if it's something that I can help them with. And so for the purpose of deciding whether we're a good fit, I do offer that complimentary consultation. And if you need another attorney, then I have a referral network.
So that seems like a no-brainer right there. Call you. If you can't help them, you're going to send them to someone that definitely can.
I'm going to try my best. You betcha. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, ladies, thank you so much for being on. It's been a great show. Before we close here, do you guys have the ProWin website and how people would sign up?
You read my mind. Thank you. So, yes, the ProWin website is prowin.com, prowin.com. And we just invite you to come to a luncheon. You do not have to be a member to come to a luncheon. And if you can join on the website, it's $125 to join for a 12-month rolling, 12-month session.
Really reasonable.
Very reasonable. And then you get most of that back just in getting a discount on the luncheon price.
Definitely. So when's the next luncheon? Not to put you on the spot, do you know when the next luncheon is?
It's always the third Wednesday of every other month starting in January. So the next one is the third Wednesday in March. And we have moved to a new location this year, which is Villa Cristina.
Okay, is it good food there, or is it just a, what kind of?
It's a really great environment. They have this beautiful garden. It's just, it's a really, really lovely place.
All right. Well, listeners, everyone show up. You can't go if you're a guy, unfortunately. But
actually, you can.
You can? Okay. So you can go, and you can go get a lot of wisdom and be taught how to actually support business and grow other people's businesses.
We actually have a male sponsor, and he comes, and he loves it.
Well, definitely. All right. Well, this is Kevin Finn for all our guests today and everyone here at the Business Radio X family saying we'll see you next week on Atlanta Business Radio.